This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 10th of May, 2022. The PM 40 closed down again for the fourth consecutive trading day at 44.06, down 30 points from the previous close. We'll highlight the winners and the losers right after these messages.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
And we're back. The top gainer for the day was Veritiv, closing at $141 and a penny, up 5%. Sappi Limited also gained, closing up 3.6% at $3.72. Other winners were Smurfit Kappa, Mondi, and UPM. The day's biggest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, closing at 32 cents, down 13.6%. Remember, folks, they were down as low as about 20 cents, and a few days ago they were up to about 50 cents, but now they're at 32 cents. Quad Graphics also lost, closing down 8% at $4.04. Other decliners for the day were Glatfelter, Pact of Evergreen, and Boise Cascade. You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.